If you use YouTube, which I am sure you do, you must have come across clickbaits. Clickbaits are nothing but a title composed of melodramatic words that tricks you into clicking on it. They can sometimes be annoying due to their false advertisement, but they are sure to drive more traffic/visitors to your YouTube channel. Love them or hate them, if you are a marketer or a social media influencer, you have to use them. And in this blog, I am going to tell you guys how to create a killer YouTube clickbait. Tips to make a killer YouTube clickbait. 1. High definition images. An image has a huge impact on the audiences they can make or break a campaign. Thus, it is essential that you use images and that too of higher quality. Blurry and pixelated images generally drive engagement away. One more thing I would like to add is that thumbnails are displayed across different devices, so you have to make sure the image that you are using for your thumbnail must appear sharp across all devices. 2. Text. The text is the most significant part of the clickbait. People are more likely to click on your video if they read something intriguing. Don't use more than 6 to 8 words. Anything above that will make your thumbnail look overstuffed. And your thumbnail should be visible properly amongst different devices here too. There are videos on YouTube that have misleading thumbnails. Don't follow that. It may be a great way to generate tremendous views, but it will affect your subscriber count. 3. Color psychology. Color psychology is really crucial in marketing. People tend to click on the ad that appeals to them visually rather than one which doesn't. Thus, it is imperative that you use the right color gradients and trigger the memory sensors of your users. For example, see the above image. This is the page of a famous YouTube channel, Unbox Therapy. Even though it is not a clickbait, you can see the color they are using in all of their videos' thumbnails. The background is comprised of black and white, and the color of different devices are used on the focus to give the thumbnail a more attractive look. You don't have to be consistent with the colors, you can change them according to your topic/theme. But keeping the theme consistent will help people recognize your content amongst the other easily. 4. Use authoritative face. To increase the chances of getting clicks through your thumbnails, you can use the face of an authoritative person. It will show that your video is credible and is worth watching. You can also add images of celebrities if your content is somewhat related to movies or controversies. Thumbnails of this type catch people's attention more quickly and increase the view count. 5. Emotions. Along with the above tip, you can also use emotions in the thumbnails. With the help of emotions, you will be able to connect with people more easily. You must have seen thumbnails of reality TV shows which contain pics of the crying judges or celebrities, and that this video has astounding views. The reason behind this is emotion. Therefore, add a little drama to your thumbnails, it will affect your views and subscribers count in a huge way. Bonus point. If you are using these tips and still aren't getting the engagement in such a highly unlikely situation, you can't take the help of applications that will increase your YouTube engagement. There are many applications available in the market, such as Sinator, JARVEE, Media Mister, SubPulse, and Sprizzy. Using any one of them, you can automate your YouTube channel and manage your account effectively. I have been using Sinator to optimize and automate my YouTube channel, and it has been extremely useful. With the help of it, I was able to automate my entire YouTube channel. Here are some examples of clickbaits. Watch out for the fifth one. 1. Unbelievable results. See the headline in this clickbait image. It says, "Dermatologists hate her, The headline is bold, highlighted, and presented in a color that catches people's attention. Once you read it, you are intrigued and immediately want to know why the dermatologists hate her. The second part contains the age scenario, where it is clearly written that she looks younger. Now you know a part of her story but not the whole content. Being the curious ape, you will click on it. 2. Mysterious. Mysterious clickbaits are very common ones. You will find these everywhere. This clickbait starts by mentioning someone very popular and then claiming that he's dead. Of course, the news is false, but you are doomed to click on such baits once you read its content, as you want to find out how it happened. 3. IQ tests. These types of IQ test clickbaits are most popular on Facebook. I have also been a victim of such clickbaits not once but twice. The title is so catchy that you are bound to click on it. 4. Fearful and manipulative clickbaits. This is a prime example of manipulative clickbaits. You see a guy ending his relationship with his girlfriend. What do you do next? Yes. Click on the video to find out more about their story. 5. The jewel stuff. At the beginning of this subheading, I said, watch out for the fifth one. Sorry to disappoint you, lads. It was nothing but a clickbait strategy. I am sure you were all hyped and thought number 5 will have something mind-blowing technique, but that isn't the case. In order to give you guys a live example of clickbait, I implemented this theory. And that is how a clickbait works. Future of clickbait. The future of clickbait looks fairly bright. As more and more people start using it, its popularity is going to rise all the more. Even though there is some catch involved in it, you can't deny it brings a huge amount of engagement. You can implement this in the proper positive way and still get the number of users you desire. Wrapping it up, I am sure till now you must have got the idea of how to create the killer thumbnail for your YouTube videos. Create a high quality image that has some catchy texts. Use colors that are liked by your users and try to maintain a trend in it to make your videos easily recognizable. I hope this works for you guys, as it did for me. And let me know down in the comments how these strategies worked out for you guys.